Skilly bye bye, skilly doo da da.
I think we got over this before. That's not improvising. That's just scat.
But is scat not improvising?
Yes.
Good question.
Yeah. Mm. Well. Scatman Dedrick.
Right. Mm. Welcome to Scatcast.
Yeah.
Mostly about fecal matter.
That was a problem with your cat a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Had a bit of a,
yes.
Yeah, we won't go into it.
We won't go into that, but yeah. There was some kitty
trouble. I like the way you tied it all in.
Yeah, no,
current events, yeah. And then you go scatting about it.
Yeah.
Scatting about your cat.
Yeah. Who's having scat problems.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
But she's feeling better now?
She seems to be much better, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's, I think we should take 10 seconds to reflect on
what we've done wrong.
Yeah, how you guys have disappointed me.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
All right.
I forgot to ask.
You were probably building up to
that seems like 10 seconds. And this is where I do my little intro.
Oh, do it.
You know what I do? I say, welcome, cocktail fans, to another episode of The Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. I'm Dave, along with Fred and Jason.
Hi, folks.
Hello. You know, we should just record that.
Yeah, we should.
Hit a button.
Yeah. Oh, look, the button got pressed.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, then that's we're launched.
Yeah. Yes, here we are, episode 48, I believe.
48.
Yeah, I'm back after my usual special assignment. I go into the South Pacific, sourcing the freshest juices we use in our cocktails.
Yeah, what special juices did you find?
Well, I'm expecting a large crate of breadfruit coming week.
The next 8 episodes will all be breadfruit cocktails.
Yep.
Delicious. I can't wait.
Oh, yep. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So
you were in the South Pacific, but you weren't in the South Pacific. You were in the North Pacific.
I think so. I think it is officially the North Pacific.
Yeah,
I think so.
Although it's on the same latitude as Mexico City.
Mm.
But I guess that's still north, right? Because it's still north of the equator.
Yeah. That's what's so funny.
Yeah. But people always refer to Hawaii as the South Pacific.
It's the honorary South Pacific.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the Pete Best
of the South Pacific. Poor Hawaii.
Wow.
Never really made it to the big time.
That's right. Mm. Maybe who else was the fifth Beatle? Hawaii is the Billy Preston of the South Pacific.
There you go. Yeah,
Murray the K.
Mm-hmm. George Martin of the South Pacific.
No, that's better.
Hawaii. Now, do you know how many islands there are in the Hawaiian Islands?
Four. Seven. Six? Five. Four. Six. Six is my answer.
I think if you added all those together, you would be correct.
Oh.
I forget what it is. Which is a tough...
Oh.
That was the biggest flaw of my game show.
So,
well, there's...
So that does sort of make you the expert.
Kind of.
Well, let's go through it. You got your Oahu,
mm-hmm.
number one. Maui.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Lanai.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Molokai.
Right.
Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
That's seven.
What's the one with the N? Niha? Niha?
Niha.
Oh, yeah.
Niha. Mm-hmm. The Forbidden Island.
The Forbidden Island.
And then there's one other one, the small one, starts with a K, and it was used by the U.S. Navy as a shelling range.
Oh, that's right, just off of Maui.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that far.
But what about, like, Molokini?
What's that?
It's barely an island.
It sounds like an atoll?
Well, it's volcanic.
Oh.
Hmm. Or so formerly volcanic.
Oh, it was formerly volcanic.
But now I lost count.
Oh.
What was that, 7, 8?
Yeah, but I think there's actually like 37 or something, or 17 really? Hawaiian islands. Yes.
Really?
Because they stretch all across the Pacific. I think Midway is part of the Hawaiian Islands chain.
Yeah.
Really?
I believe so. So if you're in Midway, write this number down and make us a call. There's plenty of them.
Wow. That's an amazing fact that may or may not be true.
Oh, I know that it's reasonably true because I had this exact same conversation with people at work 3 weeks ago, and I looked it up.
Oh, and you actually proved it.
But I didn't log it into the old noggin.
Oh.
Speaking of noggin.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we're doing today?
Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Yeah. In April.
In April.
Wow.
Well, when Easter comes around, a young man's fancy turns to thoughts of Nog.
Well, you've got all these eggs.
That's right. They're not going to Nog themselves.
That's right.
It's
not really Nog.
It's not really Nog, but they call it...
It's Noggy.
Puerto Rican Eggnog.
Oh.
And the reason I chose it... can we back this up?
Yeah, let's restart. Okay, let's delete this whole... We'll do, because I think we could do better.
Do you remember, guys? There was a guy left a comment on our web page. Sure. You can do that.
Yeah.
And he said, how about some simple drinks for the newbies?
Oh, right.
And so we did a few episodes where we kind of took it down to maybe two or three ingredients.
Yeah.
This is the opposite.
Oh, the exact opposite?
The exact opposite. This cool. would make my cousin Dave freak right out.
Well, if we made him do this,
yes,
but right. he might like the results.
He might like the results. You're right. In fact, let's bring him in now.
Bring him in.
But this is like when he was concerned about doing the thing, he was concerned about that what was the one that we did, the Christmassy one from Dickens? The Pope's Nose.
Pope's
no, not the
Parsons?
Pope's Nose.
Parsons?
Bishop's.
The Bishop's.
Pipe?
Smoking Bishop.
The Smoking Bishop.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Smoking Bishop.
Right, which involved roasting an orange full of cloves.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of work involved.
Sure.
Yeah. And he was afraid that when he had to do the show that it was going to be one of those kind of situations. Well, this is worse.
No.
Well, maybe...
This could be a long episode, is what you're saying?
If well, it's going to be... Well, it could be if you had to actually do everything that I've done so far for it.
Yes?
Yeah, it would be.
But...
Tell us all about them.
It all started with this book here that I'm going to hold up to the microphone.
Mm. Liquid Intelligence.
Liquid Intelligence.
I've seen that advertised by Amazon before.
Right, based on some of your other purchases.
That's right. They keep saying, like you should buy this.
You probably should.
I guess I should.
It's a fascinating book. This is the guy from Booker and Dax, I believe, is his street cred.
And his name is Dave Arnold?
Yeah.
Is he related to Tom Arnold?
I don't think so.
The names are the same, so I just assumed. Arnold Palmer, is he related to...
He's related to Dave Coyne.
Oh, okay.
Dave Arnold Coyne. And he, in this book, he... breaks down stuff. He's talking about... I can't even tell you yet. I haven't got...
Can you?
No. I'll just read some of these words to you. Gin and juice, centrifuge clarified. A carbonated Negroni. A calculating dilution. He has equations for calculating dilution.
Hmm. This guy like the Stephen Hawking of cocktails or something? With he's writing equations?
He is. He's the... He's the Stephen Hawking of cocktails. Not the Stephen Harper.
No.
Here's a generic blender sour. This involves 2 to 5 drops of a saline solution.
Of course.
We have to drop by the hospital and get a saline solution?
Yeah, or you can make it yourself.
Wow.
Well, Rieger's lactate. I need a... No? Not that?
Sorry, I was trying to read it at the same time as what you were saying.
Oh.
What did you say?
Ringer's lactate. I remember from emergency, that was the first thing the paramedics had to do is they had to get an IV going, a Ringer's lactate to do something about something or other.
I thought you said Ringer's lactate.
Sure. Yeah, okay. We'll go with that. I'm not a real doctor.
But you play one on TV?
I just play one, you know.
Have you ever played a doctor? You're an actor. Have you ever played a doctor? In your many roles of the stage or screen?
As an extra, I played a doctor once.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Jason, you played a body, didn't you?
I did play a body.
In a hospital.
And I was a doctor, in the same hospital. Peace Arch?
No.
Where were you a patient?
That's right. I was also a body at Peace Arch, but I was a body at the Children's Hospital. Not Children's Hospital.
Oh, I thought it was like Riverview.
No, it was near, it was 33rd and Granville area. Old Children's Hospital? Somebody else?
St. Vincent's?
St. Vincent's. It was another funny hospital. I don't even think it's there anymore.
No.
Oh.
Or was it a school?
Could be. They're very similar.
Oh, I forget. It was on Madison.
Oh.
And Mike played the doctor.
Oh.
Yeah. You've got lines, much to everybody's chagrin. He talks about why the tin sucks together when you shake a drink.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about dilution, chilling equilibrium at ultimate temperature. Anyway, what I thought was easy enough to do, and it was...
Really?
...was emulsifying a butter syrup.
Hmm. Great.
Yes. It calls for something called Ticaloid 210S.
I saw that.
Ticaloid?
Ticaloid.
Wow.
Or Ticaloid. T-I-C-A-L-O-I-D.
Mm-hmm.
And the 210S.
That's the best model.
Sure, that's the one you want.
Yeah.
I couldn't get Ticaloid 210S. I could have ordered it.
Sure.
But he said I could also substitute in a mixture of powdered gum arabic and xanthan gum.
And you had those?
No, but they were easier to get locally than Ticaloid.
Sure, I bet.
210S.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be mixed at the rate of 9 to 1. And you only required 3 grams of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you measure that?
Well, I did some research.
Yes?
He says it's very easy to find what they call a drug scale.
Oh, sure it is.
It's not as easy as you might think.
They get funny looks when you ask anybody. Hey,
you guys have drug scales?
What are you doing?
Are you weighing drugs?
No.
Well, why do you want a drug scale?
Did you have Ticaloid 210S?
If you did, you'd know.
If you Google jewelry scale, you'll also find the exact same products.
Oh, thank goodness.
But they're for measuring out very small amounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did some calculations, 9 to 1. I knew that it would be 2.7 grams.
Sure.
And then the 0.03 grams would equal my 3 grams.
Yeah.
And so all I had to buy was xanthan gum, gum arabic, a tiny scale.
Oh, wow. This is a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. And then to do this, I'll put the recipe up for the hell of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get 200 grams of water. I had to weigh the water.
Well.
Yes, go on.
210 grams is also 210 milliliters.
Exactly. This is the beauty of the metric system.
Oh, yeah, no, it works wonders with water.
Yeah, with water. Because water is what is the thing that they set the weight with.
Yeah.
100 milliliters weighs 100 grams.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I weighed it anyway.
Good. Well, you can't be, who knows what kind of water you've got.
Yes.
You could have heavy water.
I got 10 allspice berries.
Yes.
You crushed them.
Mm-hmm.
You got the water boiling. You steeped your berries in the water.
Yep.
For 5 minutes.
Did you measure that?
I didn't. It just said 10.
Nope.
I figured I was okay.
Oh, okay.
And then I strained it out.
Uh-huh.
And then you hang onto that water. And then you...
So this is allspice berry water you've got now.
That's right. I get like allspice berry tea. A very mild allspice berry tea.
All right.
And then you add... Sorry. You hydrate the Ticaloid 210S.
What now? You hydrate it?
You had to hydrate it.
That's adding water.
Yeah. So you added it to the... hot water, and then you blended it with a hand blender.
So this is to the tea.
This to the tea.
Okay.
So now you add your emulsifiers to the water to hydrate it.
Right.
And blended it.
All right.
Then you add 150 grams of melted butter.
Huh.
And you give that a zap with the hand blender.
Okay.
And then you add 200 grams of sugar. Granulated sugar.
Really? You can't use any other kind of sugar?
Well, I didn't. It's so scientific, I didn't want to mess
it. No, I can see we're not. So you got the emulsifier.
Yes.
So this is the stuff that's ready to solidify once you get all thick.
Yeah, but it didn't get that thick.
No.
Here it is.
There it is.
It's butter syrup.
Yeah.
And it's held together because of the emulsifiers.
Mm-hmm. It's keeping the butter in suspension.
Yes.
And it's a sweet butter.
It's a sweet butter. And so, therefore, it is the perfect drink for...
We're going to just have it like that?
His thing is cold buttered rum was the drink.
Mm.
We've all heard of hot buttered rum.
Of course. Yeah.
But have you heard of cold buttered rum?
Not till you just mentioned it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, now what do we do?
We're going to make a cold buttered rum.
What are the ingredients?
Well, here's where it gets crazy again.
No. There's no time. We've only got an hour and 20 minutes.
But this is less crazy.
Okay.
It's 2 ounces of spiced rum, such as Sailor Jerry.
Okay.
But we're going to use Trader Vic's spiced rum.
Wow, it's hard to get.
It is hard to get. Now, I found this at the local liquor store. There was two bottles of it, and it turned out that both of them were slightly damaged.
Oh.
In fact, one was leaking.
Oh. Okay. Out of the bottom?
No. Through the top.
Oh, okay.
It had somehow been either slightly undone.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or, no, I think it was cracked.
Oh. Did you get it at a discount?
Yes, it was on the discount.
I've never done that.
Shelf?
Shelves at the back.
There's a discount shelf?
Yeah, sometimes. It's usually back by where they take the bottles and cans.
Oh.
So it'll be a weird thing there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the idea of that.
Oh, yeah. Discount booze?
Yeah.
Damaged goods?
Yeah, no, I'm all over that kind of stuff.
So you use 2 ounces of spiced rum, and then a fat ounce, which is a thing we've never used before.
A fat ounce?
A fat ounce.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 1 1/8 ounces.
Well,
it's the baker's dozen of ounces.
Yeah.
A fat ounce of butter syrup, which we have made.
Yeah.
And it only took us a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I've made 2 batches of the butter syrup, so that scale has practically paid for itself.
Oh, exactly.
Because the second time I did it, I had to half it.
Mm. Oh.
So now I was going on my way to 1.5 grams.
Holy smokes. Mm.
So I only could use 13 and a half as a thing, or 1.35.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I've made this drink before, and I prefer it not the way he does it, but we're going to do it the way he does it. Because otherwise... I'll tell you why.
All right.
It calls for 1/2 ounce of freshly strained lime juice.
Right.
Which I freshly strained right there.
Yep.
I find that the rum and the lime juice is nice together.
Sure.
And I find that in here, it's not that it's awful, but since the whole thing is kind of like a butterscotch kind of a flavor after all is done, it's got this little citrus bit, which I think is neat.
Yeah.
But I made another one without it, and I kind of preferred that, but I think it's more boring.
Oh.
So we're going to put the lime juice in.
Okay, we don't like boring.
We don't like boring.
No.
And so that's what I'm going to mix up for you fellas right now.
Oh.
Cold, buttered rum. A la Dave Arnold, genius emulsifier.
All right. And so if you want to get out and get some gum arabic and some xanthan gum, you two can have one of these.
Yes.
And a jewelry scale. But, so how hard was it to get the xanthan and the
There's a arabic? Place here in the greater Langley area.
Oh, yes.
Called Scoop and Save. And they got a lot of marzipan.
Is this a long story?
No. They have baker supplies.
Oh,
but they're really marzipan.
Oh, they're marzipan focused.
Marzipan centric.
Actually, that's not marzipan. What's the word I'm looking for? Fond?
Oh, fondant?
Fondant.
Oh.
Fondant.
Which, I was excited there because I'm a big marzipan fan.
Right, yeah. But fondant?
I'm not a fan of fondant.
And what is fondant?
It's an icing, but it's not particularly sweet, and it... I've seen it in a lot of the baking shows, and even the bakers aren't fond of fondant.
And it's hard, is that right?
It's stiff.
Like, if you could eat a 3 on a birthday cake, like, hold it in your hand, would that 3 probably be made of fondant?
Or is a rose made of fondant? A rose might be. So it's stiff, but it's not brittle.
Okay.
It's like a little bit waxy.
Right. Well, they have a lot of that stuff.
Great. Let's go get some.
And maybe they have to emulsify because they've also got xanthan gum and gum arabic.
Oh, okay. Scoop and save, you say.
Scoop and save.
For
all of your baking needs.
All right. So there's the spiced rum. I've got some spiced rum, and now I've got something to do with it as long as I can get myself a jewelry scale and some assorted gums.
Yes. You only need 2 gums. I've been wanting to do this for a number of weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do this before Dave went away on his North South Pacific excursion.
So have you got other spiced rums, or this is the only spiced rum you have?
I think this is the only one I have left.
That's the...
Really? Butter?
Yeah,
the
butter. Much. So we're going to do a fat ounce.
Oh, that looks fat.
I'm gonna walk over here.
Sure.
And have a little whiff of your butter.
I mean, look at what a goopy goopy, goopy.
It's not a very strong flavor.
No, you're going to have a sip out of that, because we're not going to be using that again.
Mm. All right. It also doesn't pour. It's like a hand wash. You know, wait forever for this thing. It's like... Mm. Oh, yeah. Juice. That's eggnoggy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. And then combine the ingredients, shake with ice, and strain into a chilled old-fashioned glass. But we're not going to go old-fashioned. We're going to go cocktail glasses, because we think that that looks better. Sorry. Sorry, Dave Arnold.
Hey, where'd it go? Oh, sorry. I got a picture of your pants.
Oh, well. You sell that on eBay. That's you'll weird. Make yourself a fortune.
I don't know if that's how that works, but... how you... You okay? Looks like you're getting a cramp. Holy cow.
I was just wishing that I'd brought the Hawthorne strainer, but oh. I did not. That's okay, though.
It's okay. Dave's birthday is coming up. Maybe he'll get one for his birthday. See, now the shaking yeah. cools the gases inside the shaker, creates a differential pressure, mm-hmm. essentially a partial vacuum. And I'll that's say. Why it's hard to open. I don't know if you noticed that. It was hard to open.
I did notice. It was hard.
I noticed, too. I wasn't even opening it.
Harder than it's ever been to open. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just suspecting that somebody had glued it shut as a prank on poor old Papa Jay here.
Well, that looks... It looks eggnoggy. I mean, all the... It's... Yeah, look at that.
It's more rum than it is syrup, so it's not quite as thick as an eggnoggy kind of a thing would be.
I'm kind of excited.
You should be. It's cold buttered rum. It's got xanthan gum in it.
So the gums don't add flavor.
I guess
just,
not.
Just texture.
Just oh, texture.
Pardon me.
And a little and a little bit of scientific mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
Because I guess if you were making salad dressings, mm-hmm. you would also need an emulsifier. I really that's don't right. even understand what an emulsifier is.
Well, it smells good. It helps the fat molecules attached to water molecules.
Oh, excellent. Mm. Well, look at that. Dave had a sniff. You've had a sip.
I just sipped. I didn't sniff. Mm. Yeah, the
citrus does...
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind that, actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of... You get that sort of milky sensation at first, a taste, and then all of a sudden the citrus kind of... runs up the back there.
Yes, you're right. It's like a Terry's Christmas orange if it was made of butter and rum and limes. Yeah, that's why I wanted to do the lime. Because it's not that I don't like it, but you can see how without it, it would just be like a sweet drink, which is what I kind of like. But
I mean, you could adjust the citrus. I guess orange wouldn't be as good. Lemon might be nice.
Hmm. Maybe. I'm thinking because it's rum, though, you almost have to use lime.
I guess rum and lime were, yeah. Match made in heaven.
Mm, very tasty.
Oh, excellent.
Mm. I'll have another.
You like it.
Yeah.
I haven't had something like this before.
No, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, he doesn't have, unfortunately, another recipe to use with it. Because I thought, well, I mean, if you did a hot buttered rum,
yep.
would you do this, but also just add a little bit of hot water to the drink overall, but wouldn't that water it down?
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, 2 ounces of spiced rum, a fat ounce of butter syrup, and a half ounce of lime juice. Shake it and pour it and drink it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get... I mean, there's sort of a little... not a heavy butter... I mean, it's more of a... It almost comes off more like a cream than a butter syrup.
Yes.
Hmm...
But it's
cool.
Yes, no, and incredibly complicated for a very simple drink. For a 3-ingredient drink, all you require: drug scale, and gum, gum arabic, a hand blender, allspice berries,
wow,
butter,
mm-hmm.
and what looks like too much butter when you're making it, quite frankly.
Yeah.
But this was the drink that I wanted to do. And then I was going through the iPad because quite often I save recipes.
On an iPad?
On an iPad.
How do you do that?
Well, like bookmark a page, basically.
Oh.
But I called a little file recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started loading things in there.
Sure.
And like most people with computers, you never go back and look in that file, ever.
No. No. You don't want to delete it, because you think, well, I'm going to need it someday. But you never do. Mm-hmm. But you keep it.
And the worst thing with bookmarks, mm-hmm. unlike some people that actually save a file, is now you click on the bookmark, and it says, that page ain't there no more.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah. And one of the things that popped up was Coquito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't even remember why I had been looking at Coquito.
I don't know.
But once I said, what's Coquito? Touched the thing, mm-hmm. found out what it was, yes. I thought it was the perfect companion to hot or cold buttered rum. Not buttered rum.
No. Oh, what that?
So sort of a Coquito amigo.
And Coquito is so easy. You're just going to pour it out of this bottle.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's... I mean, it may be true. It can't be that easy. I can't just go to the store and buy a bottle of Coquito.
No, I guess you can't. Unless maybe you can do it in Puerto Rico.
I guess you could.
We can wait.
Right. If anybody's listening in Puerto Rico, let us know if you can just go to the local 7-Eleven and pick up a bottle of Coquito.
Otherwise, the process is incredibly simple.
Is it?
You separate two eggs.
Oh. So you have two eggs, you put each in a different pocket?
Oh, sorry, separate the ingredients of the two
eggs. Oh, I getcha.
Whites in one thing for later use of your own private time.
Yeah.
You only need the egg yolks.
Make a nice meringue.
Right. Which you will beat together, the egg yolks.
What?
And then you'll put them in a double boiler.
This is starting to sound a little... This is the easy one? It does sound a little bit like a nog.
It says here, very yummy, creamy, tropical coconut eggnog made with spices and white rum. It's always requested at my holiday gatherings. And sometimes gets selfishly hidden in the fridge by the hostess.
Did you write this?
I did not.
Oh.
This is from all recipes.
Oh, okay.
So in the top of a double boiler, you combine the egg yolks and a whole can of evaporated milk.
A whole can?
A whole can of evaporated milk. This makes about a liter and a half of this stuff.
Oh, great. So you just brought us about 300 milliliters.
Yeah, well, you know.
Who's drinking the rest of it?
Well, I don't know. Me, maybe.
Wow. Nice.
Unless you really like it, in which case, stop by the house on the way home.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Cook over lightly simmering water until the mixture reaches a temperature of 160 degrees.
So you had to buy a calibrated thermometer.
I didn't have it. I had one.
Yeah?
So I was able to do that. And the mixture should be thick enough to coat the back of a spoon. Mm. And guess what? It did. You put it into a blender, and you add a can of cream of coconut.
What?
A can of sweetened condensed milk.
Didn't you already put a can of sweetened condensed milk?
No, it's evaporated milk.
It has condensed milk.
So if you're lactose intolerant, this is not the drink.
Oh, yeah. Coquito. Yeah, you're right. They should put a warning here. Entirely made of lactose. And then you add a half cup of rum.
Mm-hmm.
White rum.
Okay.
And a half cup of water. And a quarter teaspoon of ground cloves, and a half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, and a teaspoon of vanilla extract.
Water, you say?
Yeah. I don't know what the water's there
I'm
for.
I'm not a big fan of any drink that calls for water.
Yeah, a half cup of it.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it actually wasn't. And I used it to rinse out all the cans to make sure I got all the caniani out of it.
Oh, okay.
And then you pour it into a glass bottle, much like this one here.
Yes.
And then
you drink it.
And you chill it overnight.
What?
Yeah. So that it's really, really cold. So to make this easy drink, I'm just going to pour it out of this bottle.
You know what make a nice garnish, perhaps, is some cinnamon sticks.
Oh, my God, you're right. Oh, it says you could actually sprinkle cinnamon on top. So we could do either or, Dave.
Well, We're getting sticks.
We're getting sticks.
Wow. Sticks. He's got sticks he's trying to get rid of since 1997.
Yes, so we'll garnish it with a cinnamon stick. Pretend that it's Christmas in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
And while you're at it, you know, donate some money to those poor Puerto Ricans. I think they're still in a heck of a pickle.
No, they've got a pickle all right. It's no joke. Sure, the pickle juice cocktail, that's a joke. But Puerto Rico, no, they've got some serious goings on down there.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. So this is you making the cocktail.
This is me making the cocktail. I'm going to pour it out of this bottle that I put it in.
Next episode, we're going to make beer by opening a bottle and pouring it into glasses.
I think we're going to share this whole bottle.
Okay.
All 300 milliliters of it or whatever you called me out on.
I believe it's 330 milliliters, but, you know.
Now, you could probably serve this over ice, but because you've kept it in the fridge, it's going to be nice and chilled, and so you wouldn't do that. And we're going to see what you think of this.
I'm going to walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to walk all the way over here?
I was going to walk partway, but that's actually not going to help. I'm going to get a picture of a...
Oh, good. Get a
I'm
going to
get a vertical. I'm going to get a... I like to always get a picture from way up. Here, I'm going to turn that off. So, and the cinnamon sticks. So we chew on the cinnamon stick?
Maybe we'll just stir it around.
Stir it around.
Okay. So there's cinnamon in it.
There is cinnamon in it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a lovely garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, looks great.
Coquito.
Coquito.
Also rum-based. There you go. Cheers, boys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds solid.
Eggnog-ish. Yeah. Let's see where they...
Yeah, no, I think the cooler you can get that, the nicer it is. Mm-hmm. We've had it sitting out here for a while now. But,
It's a very pleasant... It reminds me of something.
Eggnog with coconut in it?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Now, I'm not a big fan of coconut, but I like the coconut in this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of coconut.
I'm not a big fan of coconut.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, it's good.
My parents, one of the few treats we had growing up because we were, you know, deprived as children.
Mm-hmm. Dirt poor?
Dirt poor.
Do you want to put an ice cube in it? To see if
I wouldn't mind. Wouldn't mind ice cubes.
No, they buy us coconuts, and so we ate coconuts when we were kids. Mm. They gave us once or twice a year.
How did you get into them?
We either threw them down the stairs into the basement, or we would smash them with hammers.
Right.
A lot of messy coconut bits at first, until we got the hang of it. Then I got a chisel or a screwdriver, and we bang it into the eyes, and then drink the coconut milk. Or water.
Mm-hmm.
This was great. And then we keep smashing it until we cracked it open.
And then you gnaw on the white bit?
And we gnaw on the coconut, I think they call it. It's not weird. That's the thing that people most like about it, actually. Not you two, but other people.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, we get big hunks and we just gnaw on that. Yeah, it was great. I don't know why they did it. I ask them questions now, and they say, quit asking stupid questions. So,
Because we only ever had a coconut once when I was growing up.
Mm.
In all my 48 years.
Really?
I've only ever had access to a fresh coconut once.
You should buy yourself a coconut. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And it was a bugger to get into, I remember. I forget if it involved Dad with a drill.
you can make it as complicated as you want. We weren't allowed to have drills. We were allowed to have hammers and screwdrivers, though.
And we were really intrigued, I think, by what was sloshing around in it. Mm-hmm. And we're quite disappointed to find out that it was only...
Coconut-flavored water.
Room temperature water.
It was awesome. Well, yeah. It was the prairies. And so we were lucky to have water at all.
Mm. Yeah, with the ice cube in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Yeah. Forget about it.
So maybe throw an ice cube in if you're going to make this.
Yeah, or keep it in the fridge for longer than I did and let it sit out.
Oh. Yeah, there's that.
Because I didn't make it yesterday and chilled overnight. I made it earlier today and chilled it until I came over here.
Oh. Mm.
So now if you go back to the other one, cold buttered rum.
It's like, what's that crazy lime?
Yeah. It looks like we're getting a bit of separation between the ingredients here and...
I think the lime is starting to do a number on it there.
To work on the xanthan gum.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Yeah, well, both winners, I would say.
Yeah. Excellent.
Similar,
but
different.
Which is the easiest to make?
Well, I think probably the coquito is easier to make because it doesn't involve buying a jewelry scale.
Okay.
And xanthan gum.
Right. Mm. Good point.
Nothing was very odd to get.
Mm-hmm.
But and of course, I also learned a thing.
Oh yeah!
In the store,
mm-hmm.
if you go to the regular baking aisle,
yep.
you can get condensed milk and evaporated milk.
Really? Mm-hmm.
But if you go to the ethnic, mm-hmm. quote unquote ethnic aisle,
mm-hmm.
now, they also have it for a lot cheaper.
Really?
Than you would pay for it in the baking aisle.
How odd!
Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. In fact, beans, I was at the grocery store today. The beans in the, where you find the beans normally are 10 cents more than the beans, the exact same beans in the ethnic aisle. They're 10 cents cheaper in the ethnic aisle. I was like, well, you think it'd be more expensive because you think it's like imported.
Yeah, no, specialized.
Specialized.
No.
Strange.
And I think it'll be a varying degrees of hardness to find cream of coconut. Because it's not just coconut milk.
No.
It's cream of coconut.
Mm. Wasn't that Lopez's? Isn't that that stuff?
Well, I thought it might be Lopez's, but I couldn't find Lopez's.
Oh.
I ended up going to a gourmet store.
Holy smokes.
On the off chance that they might have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not Lopez's. Mm-hmm. It was coconut that seemed to have been creamed.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't sweet. Like, I think isn't Lopez's sweet?
Mm-hmm.
This was not sweet. This was just like a spreadable,
the real thing,
almost coconut. Great. It was in the Thai food section at a gourmet store.
Cool.
Yeah,
I'd like to go to the Thai food. I feel like Thai food right now.
Do you? Well, welcome to our podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I enjoy them both. But without the lime juice in the cold buttered rum, the vibe was more similar to the eggnoggy.
Yeah,
well,
that would be. Yeah. Interesting. I do want to do a sack posset for next Christmas. So you remind me around episode 70, maybe 65.
And remind me what a sack posset is.
It's a type of eggnog.
Oh.
Mm. Do you do it in a sack?
I think you could.
With a possum?
With a possum, yep. It's started off being called sack possum. But
this was a strange Estonian eggnog.
No, it's Old English.
Oh,
it's called Old English sack posset.
And can you give us a rundown from your memory?
There's a custard, so it's a cooked. It's not unlike this, and so you make a custard, and then it's got I think it's like a cooked eggnog of sorts with sherry or rum. Or both.
Right. Your sack posset. Yeah.
Or you could do frothy syllabub. That's a little more complicated.
Because
it's a lemon-based. So not unlike this.
Right.
It's a lemon-based egg drink with whipped egg whites on top. That's the frothy. So there's little blobs floating on top of whipped egg white.
And as you drink it, you suck down a blob every once in a while? Is that sort of the idea?
Well, yeah. You get the ladle and you get a little bit of nog and a little bit of froth.
And you've made the frothy syllabub, I believe.
I've made them both.
Oh, you made them both. Mm-hmm. Huh? And they're very similar?
No, they're completely different.
Would you bring them out in the same episode, like the coquito and the cold
butter? Because there'd be one that would be citrusy and one that would not be citrusy. It would take me about 2 weeks to prepare both.
Right. Well, we take a break. We do these every 2 weeks.
That's
so
true. Yeah. Just about enough time.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to start as soon as we turned, as we pressed stop.
Maybe we do part of it in the kitchen. Maybe we do a little bit of cooking here. I have to see if you can pre-make some of it and then finish it off. Much hilarity will abound.
Right. Because otherwise you end up like doing what I just did, where you just poured out of a bottle.
Which is fine. But there's no chance for anything to go wrong.
No. And at home, there wasn't anything chance for me to do, because I followed the instructions so clearly.
Oh, sure. Well, you're Mr. Prep. You plan ahead.
Oh, yeah. I'm a regular popped collar frat boy. I'm Mr. Prep. Perhaps you saw me in Porky's 2.
I think I might have. That's awkward. Oh. So maybe we'll return to this concept at a later date. I had not, but yeah, this would be a perfect book. That would be a perfect bookend to this.
Bookends are great.
Oh yeah, sure. In the middle.
Oh yeah.
The book middle is also nice.
They don't have book middles. You have to bring your own.
I staked my whole fortune on that. Nobody was buying them, so I've got a basement full of book middles.
Somebody came to you and said, you know the clubhouse sandwich?
Yeah.
You got bread, filling, bread,
yeah,
filling, and bread.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy cow, you're right.
It's the same thing.
You need that extra thing in the middle of the books.
Uh-huh.
Bookends.
Between the bookends.
Yeah.
So what else are you going to put in there?
Yeah, books. How are you going to keep them straight?
Yeah.
You got to have a nice, heavy middle thing.
Yeah.
A book middle.
The book middle. It seemed like such a good idea at the time. I think the time will come. I think people will soon realize, as they buy more and more books, because you know.
We're in the age of literature.
That's right.
Yes.
And soon people's houses will be full of books, and they'll be falling over. They'll be all helter-skelter. Mm. Higgledy-piggledy. Mm. And they'll need book middles to keep them all sorted out.
You'd be like the British, I think it's the London Museum, which has one copy of every book ever published in English.
Really? And they keep adding to it?
They keep adding to it.
Really?
3 million books a year.
So, like, if I wrote a book...
It would probably...
You would have to get
somehow.
In? Somehow. That'd teach them.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to get on Blurb and make myself a book.
Maybe it has to actually be published.
Yeah, I don't know if self-publishing counts. Oh, okay. I don't know if...
Well, I think our Route 66 book, you know, I think that could...
Your big table, coffee table book.
Yeah.
Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably a better idea than my erotic Star Trek fan fiction.
Well, ironically, yours might sell better, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah. Although I have to reconstitute it because although I have the PDF copy, as you know, I think the original documents have all been lost.
To what?
through a computer thing. This is where I said
my book. I think is what he's asking.
Oh, the Jason's Star Trek
fan fiction.
Really? No, this is not, it's not. The book's not lost.
No,
I mean.
Per se.
It is, but we have a copy in PDF, and I've got the original pictures.
Right.
So we've got, but I don't have the raw materials, or the thing that you send to them to print.
But don't they have it?
No, it stays on your computer, then you send it to them, and then they print it, and they don't keep it.
Oh.
They just made a book, then they send you the books.
It's not a library.
Not a publisher.
I guess that's so, it.
So I can make it again, because I know what pictures, because I've got the PDF, and so I could redo it. And I've got the captions as well.
And I have the book.
And you have the book. We've got one version. There's about four versions of that book.
I have two versions of that book.
Oh, you got two? Well, then you've got the latest one, which is thicker.
I think it is a little thicker. I have the original,
mm-hmm.
with all the spelling mistakes. I'm called Justin all the way through it.
I know. It just kept correct. At a certain point, I just said, fine, he's Justin. Yeah. So, but anyway.
The British Library.
Yeah. But I bet we could, we could just jazz it up a little bit. I bet we could fix that in no time. But anyway, I digress. But then that's what, we should call this a digressing podcast.
No, we digress.
Oh, yeah.
And.
Ooh. Like choose your own adventure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, is there a winner, you think?
I don't know. They both enjoyed them.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to say you're a loser.
Coquito. I think I might go with...
You like the lime.
Yeah, I think just because it is different. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is good. The Coquito?
Coquito?
It's good,
I have no idea how to say it.
But it does remind me a little more of something I've already had.
Right? Yeah.
So this is like,
I ain't never had nothing like that.
No, the cold buttered rum.
Cold buttered rum.
Which, does, I mean, the name doesn't really justify it, the flavor. I mean, it doesn't really give you the whole picture.
It doesn't really. I mean, in fact, it's actually a horrible name.
Yeah.
Would you like to have a cold buttered rum?
Mm.
No. I'd like hot buttered rum.
Yeah.
I don't want a cold buttered anything.
And it doesn't let you know that there's some liminess going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, but despite the name, yeah. It was the more interesting of the two. I mean, I find the other one sort of comforting. It is eggnog.
Yeah, it's Christmas. It's Navidad.
It's a holiday drink.
Yeah. This is your Easter eggnog. This is what this is.
And the good thing about this is if you have kids in the house and you don't mind them drinking.
And who doesn't?
I don't see why you would.
No.
It settles them down.
It makes a liter and a half.
Yeah.
And in that liter and a half, there's 4 ounces of rum. So it's actually kind of, it's in there, but it's not like it's...
It's not in your face.
It's not in your face.
All right.
It just might make them sleepy.
Oh, good.
Or maybe not even sleepy.
That's really what you want. You want them a little sleepy.
Mm-hmm. While they're driving.
But I would
All right.
I like the cold buttered rum because it's a drink I've never had before.
Yeah.
Or a combination I've never had before.
Yeah,
it's kinda neat.
And it's easy to make.
There's gotta be an easier way to come up with that flavor profile without the nonsense.
There possibly is, but you'd still need a butter syrup. Perhaps you could just buy a butter syrup.
Or do you? Maybe use half and half.
Half and half? And add sugar.
Yeah.
Maybe you do.
I don't know.
Maybe you use buttermilk.
Yeah, sure.
No. Buttermilk. This is a horrible idea.
Well, if pickle juice will work, buttermilk will work.
Maybe you get whipping cream.
Yeah, maybe.
And you mix it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And you sugar it up.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. The butter syrup has a certain something.
It does.
Though. You
it
get
does.
That buttery flavor.
Mm-hmm. It's an unsalted butter.
This was not.
It was salted
butter. This was heavily salted.
It did not come through. I guess that was in the way.
Mm. It was extremely... That's the only butter I buy. Mm. It's packaged with salt attached to it.
Oh. It's sort of like that Swedish licorice.
Yes, exactly. Or is it the Dutch? Is it the Dutch,
Dutch
also?
Dutch also. The double salted licorice.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't have any salt at all.
Yeah. You know what's missing from my candy? Salt.
Yeah.
That's okay. It's better without the salt. Trust us.
Yeah. Well, or
Europeans don't know what they're doing.
Or twice the salt, huh?
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking?
The first time I had it, it was like, "Do you want any some salted licorice?" And I was like, "No." Not only do I not like licorice,
but putting salt on it would make me like it less.
Yeah. How about boozy licorice, huh?
Yeah. Even at that, you still like? Does it have to be licorice? Could it not be something else?
Yeah.
It was just such a funny idea. And then, of course, the guy that offered it to me, my friend Marcel, who was Dutch, and this was a treat to him when he was a child.
Yeah.
He's just like, well, how could you not want to have double salted black licorice?
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at him. And then everybody laughed because, of course, it's just such a foolish idea.
Yeah.
It'd be like having a candy cane with mustard on it.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you doing?
How about you dip it in mustard, right?
How about,
doesn't everybody do that?
Double mustard, huh?
Double mustard.
There's that mustard in the cane, and then you dip it in the mustard.
Yeah.
It's a mustard candy cane.
Strange idea. Salted licorice.
I don't know. So what do you think about next time? We have a plan? Do we want to say what the plan is?
My other plan...
Is it a secret?
...was that smoked deal. Because when I was looking in the iPad, that's how this came about. I saved two recipes for drinks that both involve smoke.
Oh, great.
And so I thought, why don't we do those?
Mm-hmm. They're right there in your iPad.
They're right there in my iPad, just itching to come out.
Okay. So what are they?
Oh, I don't remember. One's called like the Hazy Daisy. I don't know.
Summer Daisy.
And the other one's called smoked something or other.
Oyster? Okay.
Smoked oyster shooters.
Mm, all right.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. One involves smoking the inside of a glass, which we have done before. The other one involves smoking ice.
Oh.
So that the ice actually has smoke trapped in it.
Did I?
And then at the end, everybody gets cancer. So it's kind of a... It has a downer. The ending is a downer.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Could be our one for our very last episode.
Yes.
Signing off, our toxic cocktail.
toxic cocktails.
That sounds like a good name.
Yeah, or cocktail toxicology.
Yeah.
Cocktail toxicology.
Did
you have a cocktails while you were in Hawaii, Dave Coyne?
I did not.
You did not?
No.
You didn't track down some...
They're really... Hawaii kind of fools you into thinking there's going to be some crazy cocktail places, but there really isn't.
You're right.
The only place I did really like that was cocktail was Don the Beachcomber over in the Big Island.
Mm. Oh!
Which was recreated, not the original
one,
because it's fairly new, but... Although I don't remember what the cocktail I had.
Yes, I don't know.
I don't know.
Don's Dagger. Punch.
How did you do that?
But, on Don the Beachcomber news.
Mm. he's not dead?
He is not dead.
Wow.
Zombie Don the Beachcomber.
Yes.
There used to be a place down in Huntington Beach called Sam's Seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was featured, I think, in Beach Bum Berry's the book one, Taboo Table. I think there was a recipe in there. In fact, Chicken of the Gods is from the Valley High.
It's from the Valley High.
Should have someone from Sam's. Maybe there's not. And then the people that owned it sold it to a guy, and he made it a Don the Beachcomber.
Yay!
And Jennifer and I, when we were in California in 2006, 8, I want to say, on our way from San Diego back to Anaheim. I said, we're stopping in here at, whether it was Sam's or Don's yet. It must have been Sam's still. We're going to stop in there. So we, it was Huntington Beach, and so you come off the I-5, and you get us stuck on whatever that damn lower road is there. It's full of traffic lights and stuff. And anyway, we finally found our way to Sam's, and they're closed on Tuesdays or whatever the hell day it was that we were trying to go there. I was like, oh. So we didn't go. Then I think after that it became Don the Beachcomber. And the guy that was behind this new Don the Beachcomber, he passed away a couple of years ago. The new owners, though, have been going strong. But they're going to... It's being closed down.
It's going strong, but it's going to be closed down?
It's going strong, but apparently, from what I heard, the people that actually own the land would much rather put a lot of condominiums there.
Oh, I see.
And so the rent's been going up. Right. And it's been the usual that way. This is what I heard on Justin Scard's YouTube page. Random Land.
Yeah, well, that's great.
So another Don the Beachcomber... possibly is going to bite the dust.
Oh, it's gone. I think there's no stopping progress.
There's no stopping progress. Now, the good news is the people would maybe take their stuff and open up somewhere else. Oh, it might just be the location that's going
to
go.
Well, the nice thing about L.A. or the California, Southern California, there does seem to be some undeveloped land.
Is there?
Underdeveloped
land. Oh, underdeveloped land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some low-rent places still. I think you're going to be okay for a little while.
Compton?
Watts? The place I went to, the place Laura and I went to...
Bahuka? Bazooka?
Yeah.
Batonga Hut?
It was in... something like that. It was in Burbank, I think. And there's enough empty corner stores to put in all kinds of tiki houses. Tiki plays us off.
I think the shame of this one, and you can look on the... I'll put a link on the website to Justin Scard's final tour of it, because it's great. There was the Dagger Bar. There was a big dining room area. Then there was a whole other area called... Originally, it was called the Hawaiian Village, and then I think the new owners changed it to the Hidden Village. But it's still like a room that's done up like it's a little village with lots of A-frame stuff going on there. Lots of live bands play there. Kinky Friedman is supposed to be playing a gig, I think, there. So it's, I don't know. And I looked on news on Google. I put in Don the Beachcomber, Huntington Beach.
Yes.
And then I clicked on the news feature.
Right.
And all of the articles were like, no, we're not closing. This is a lie. This has grossly been overstated.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Because in the video, they had rooms blocked off because people were already going in and taking stuff.
Oh.
So I don't know. Maybe it will survive.
Maybe.
But, yeah.
Tough times.
Otherwise, we might have lost another old mid-century tiki palace.
All right. Time to start making new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Trader Vic.
Get on it. So we did, I did go, and then, you know, I don't want to belabor a point or start a new one. But we did go to Prohibition.
When?
What?
The other day?
The other day?
After Thursday? The car show?
No, before the car show.
Oh, my God.
Thursday night.
You went into Vancouver twice in a row?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. There's no end to the craziness.
Why did you go on a Thursday night when you were going to be there on Friday afternoon?
Well, I didn't know about Friday for sure.
Oh.
Plus, we went to dinner at Hawksworth and Prohibition, so it was a sort of a different event.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was a birthday dinner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And a Christmas gift to Sheila.
Sheila, who comments on our site all the time.
She does.
Yeah.
Look her up. So we thought, what are we going to get her that she doesn't already have?
And right.
More time with us is what we came up with.
Dinner
with
you.
Yay. Happy birthday to you. Or Merry Christmas. So we did that, and we went down to Prohibition, and let's see. I had the craziest drink. Laura had the... what did she have? She tried to order the Babyface Nelson, I think.
She tried to, but she just couldn't. Her mouth was full.
Or maybe it was the Lucky Luciano. She ended up with the L'Air de Panache, which she quite liked.
Oh, he's the archaeologist on Oak Island. L'Air de Panache.
But I had the Machine Gun Kelly. Which, once I got home and I looked at the ingredients, it's a lot like the Fedora. So it was a cocktail that I'd had there before. So a lot, the basic stuff is the same. So this is Maker's Mark Bourbon, LBV Port, Maraschino, House-Made Chocolate Liqueur. And so that's the other cocktail, which was a lot cheaper than this one, I'll tell you that. But what they did with this is there was also sassafras smoke.
Sassafras smoke, you say?
And Beta 5 Pop Rocks 66% Dark Chocolate. So it comes out in a highball glass with a glass dome full of sassafras smoke.
Right.
And then you take that off and then you drink it with the dark chocolate, and the Pop Rocks give you the machine gun.
Ah.
But you got the chocolate with the bourbon and the port, and it's quite an interesting combination.
What does sassafras smell like?
It's a grass, so it's...
You know, you dropped your cigarette, and your turf goes up in minutes.
But it was nice. Now I want to get a
cloche. You want a cloche?
A hat?
No, you want a cloche.
Actually, it says here that sassafras is a tree, but it smelled like
grass-like.
Yeah. But it's they say it's an aromatic, which it certainly was. It was really nice. It to me, it smelled more like a grassy, more less like not like a tree, like cedar or any of that other stuff. Like a
name 10 trees.
cedar, oak, sassafras, arbutus.
So when they took the cloche,
yeah. They took that off, and so the smoke came out, and it stuck. It stuck for quite a while.
But
so,
is it just around you? It's not in the drink.
It's in the drink. You can smell it in the drink and the glass. I mean, it's sort of glommed on.
And the chocolate with the Pop Rocks is in the drink, or you're holding it in your hand?
It's on the marble slab that the drink is presented on. And so you take a little piece, snap a little piece of chocolate off, pop it in your mouth, have a little sip of your drink.
And then it fires off in your mouth.
Yep.
Yep.
Like Machine Gun Kelly.
Yep.
Your head is riddled with bullets.
Yeah, that's the downside. Yeah.
Blood is spewing everywhere. Yep.
But it was pretty, but I thought it'll be an experience. So.
And a little bit sunny.
Funny, a little bit share. Yeah.
Tray share.
How share? $20 share?
$30
share. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like you got things going on.
Yeah, they do. There's a presentation, so everybody, two of them get to come out to deliver it, so.
Sunny and Cher.
Somebody had to. Why the wigs, guys? Yeah. That seems,
Now, when I went to Prohibition, and I went there when it first opened, and I've never been back. Not because I didn't like it, but because I'm lazy, I guess. I don't know.
That
seems about right.
Fair comment.
Do you have to come up with a word to describe your dear friend Jason?
Yeah.
Lazy?
Exertion averse.
Mm-hmm. Inconsiderate?
No. Not at all.
Oh, sure. Deadbeat? Boring? Humdrum?
No, never boring or humdrum.
Listless? Flaccid?
Maybe.
I don't remember them all being named after gangsters.
No, this is new.
And I feel that's a little bit too on the nose for my liking.
It is.
How about a bit of subtext with your drink, huh?
Yeah.
Would it kill you to have a bit of subtext? Yeah. Make you guess why it's called what it is?
Yeah, why couldn't it just be like a speakeasy Prohibition thing without, without having a guy, hey, you two, you're going to come in to come on down. It behooves me to welcome you to the Prohibition. One of these guys?
Yeah.
Zoot suited guy?
What was that guy doing there?
A Sid Caesar gangster character?
Exactly. from the wonderful year, or my favorite year.
My favorite year, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was good. I enjoyed it. We would love to go back. It reminded us of Up and Up, mainly because it was dark and it was downstairs.
It was down and down.
Down and down.
And when I went there, you had to sit on strange cushions, it seemed, or curvy couches. It seemed to be sort of pseudo, maybe not... conversation
I think we might have redecorated since then.
Okay.
So I believe I was on something that was chair-shaped with arms in the back and such.
Taken aback.
Yeah. And I think the ladies were on some sort of a lounge.
Right.
Thingy. A banquette, perhaps? I don't know. What do you call it? The thing with the built-in, what's it?
Sure.
A city place? To put your sitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. A chaise lounge?
Maybe.
And it was kind of a built-in.
An accoutrement. Yeah, they're both sitting on an accoutrement. Yep.
A philodendron? it's the biggest aspidistrus in the world?
It's a lot like a philodendron, less like a Chesterfield, because you don't have the arms.
Hey, if you're within the delivery range, you should be getting this in your mail soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's we're finally being featured in Indulge magazine.
Yeah, yes. Which is unfortunately not a... I mean, it is real. Look at it. I mean, it looks real.
Oh, sure, you can hold it. It's got a dental ad on the back.
So that's as real as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll find us on the second to last page.
Yeah, start at the back.
We're obviously the most important part of the content of the magazine.
Penultimate, I'd like to say.
Yes.
Yes, we're featured with some other podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in there. We're mentioned.
Mm-hmm. They talk about us by name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of us all wearing ties.
Yeah, because that's how we normally do it.
Of course.
Yeah, we haven't all worn ties together since probably Dave's wedding.
Good point.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's 15 years ago.
Yeah. And I'm guessing. I don't think we've worn ties.
No, not at the same time, no.
Yeah. Mm. Unless you wore ties to my parents' funerals.
No.
Oh, nice.
That's a lot.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Yeah, show some respect for the dead.
You set the tone. I don't think you were wearing a tie.
Well, I was all tied. I had two ties.
Really?
Sure.
Two ties Dedrick?
Two ties Dedrick. But we'll put a link to the Indulge magazine on our website, too.
If there's any way to do that.
Is it available online, too?
I believe it is, because I saw it.
As a PDF? Or is it like...
It's like one of those sort of, you click on the online edition and it's a flip book kind of
thing. Oh, one of those flip, pain in the ass things. That...
Although, feel free to look at it. It's only a pain in the ass to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indulge. Put out by the Black Press.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to have another chip.
Sure, have another chip, but don't eat on mic.
What?
Yeah.
And then also, if you have some freedom in your day, and you don't mind buying xanthan gum, you'll also find our recipes for the cold buttered rum and the butter syrup and the coquito on our webpage, www.gentlemenofelegantleisure.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can get there easily by clicking on the link on our Instagram page.
Mm-hmm. Or go to drunkpodcast.ca.
Yeah, go to drunkpodcast.ca. There's not even a moment. You just click on it and it takes you right there.
Zoom. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's...
That sums it up?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, until next time.
Something sounds like it's missing.
Oh.
Huh.
It was.
Well, Fred, you were at Prohibition.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. We'll throw it in the Fred's lap.
Right. I know. That was a horrible mistake. You know, because at first it was all good.
Hmm?
But then I realized I was paying for drinks.
Oh.
And much to my chagrin, the service was excellent. Oh. I must say, they were great there. We were greeted warmly. They're very friendly, showed us to our table.
Did you have to line up outside?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, we go to the unmarked door on the street.
Right.
Which tickled the girls to no end.
The door in the street tickled the girls to no end?
It's a weird door. I would stay away from it.
You tell it to keep its hands to itself.
Maybe the fact that it had no sign tickled the girls to no end. It was just a green light.
Mm-hmm.
To tell you that it's open, I guess.
I think that's right.
No, they were great. Very nice inside. We had little nibbles.
Mmm.
That's that damn door again. Anyway. So when the bill came, I realized, here am I, the gentleman of elegant leisure.
You sure are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've just had some pretty fine service in this wonderful establishment.
Mm-hmm.
So there was really only one thing I could do.
Reach deep into your pocket?
Way down into my pocket, looking for my last scraps of money.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled it out and slapped it there on the little thing. And, where's this going?
I know, you went to the wrong tent.
Yeah.
So you're saying that in past tense.
Yeah, had I, what I should have done, what I did do.
Was you
tipped big.
Now we got to get rid of that.
Yeah.